A growing number of residential tenants who've lost their jobs because of COVID-19 say they're facing eviction. It's an issue that's also affecting many businesses who've been forced to close their doors. An announcement on financial assistance for commercial and residential tenants and landlords was expected earlier this week, but is now more likely to come tomorrow or on Saturday. Rents in independent MP Zali Steggall's electorate of Warringah are almost the highest in the country, and she says her office has been flooded with calls for help. She joins us tonight. Zali, welcome.
Thank you.
Just over a third of those living in your electorate rent their homes. When did your office start getting calls from people who were worried about being evicted?
Look, it's been coming probably for the last 10 days, but clearly now that we've got announcements from government of specific areas closures, like specific businesses, especially small businesses like beauty salons and fitness industry. To be fair, I spoke about that in Parliament on Monday because we have a number of gyms and fitness industry who are now all made to close. And that presents a huge problem for not just the staff in terms of being able to pay their own rents, but also for businesses with commercial rents.
Are MPs in neighbouring seats and state MPs noticing the same sorts of things?
Oh, yes. I would imagine Trent Zimmerman in North Sydney would be very much faced with the same problem. Jason up in McKellar, I'm sure, is as well. Look, I've talked about it also with our state counterparts, with James Griffin, so the state member for Manly. We're very concerned about the impact that's going to have on, you know, from a residential point of view for people, but also for the businesses, because we do have a situation of a large number of small retailers that are now forced shut.
The median rent is $580 a week in Warringah, nearly double the national average. Where does that leave people whose only source of income is now government welfare?
Yeah, it's a real problem. And that's where some of the proposals, like what's been put forward in the UK in terms of the government covering 80% of wages, are potentially more solutions that would be more manageable for people in the situation like in Warringah. The current welfare level will be very difficult to continue meeting rent payments in inner city areas. There's no doubt about it. I know the government is focused on it, but it is really urgent because now that we've got closures of sectors, it's a problem that's happening absolutely now. And I know there's been a call for landlords to work with tenants and for everyone to be cooperative. And we do have some accounts of people where they've had a good outcome of discussing with landlords. But unfortunately, we're also getting a lot of calls of people that are very distressed about landlords that aren't prepared to give any flexibility.
Retail, trade and accommodation and hospitality and food services are the biggest industries in your electorate. How hard has the shutdown hit business there?
Oh, look, the Corso is like a ghost town. So it's the Corso in Manly. So look, it's a highly touristic, it relies on tourism, passing trade, a lot of retail. So, and very, very high commercial rents. So we have a lot of businesses that are absolutely going to go to the wall, which really has to be avoided. We need to find a solution to keep those businesses in their premises so you don't have a waste of the capital of investment of all the fixtures and fittings that they've put in. And so once we get through this crisis, they actually can reopen and employ staff. We want to be able to get the economy back on track as quickly as possible. So I have written to the Treasurer to put forward a solution. I've had a number of businesses come to me with solutions and proposals. And one I think that has some merit is that there be a three-way split of the responsibility of, especially when it comes to commercial rents, that the government cover a third, the tenant, the businesses cover a third, and landlords cover a third, so that you really have a sharing of the load during this period of forced closure, because there really is nothing these businesses can do. They've been told to close their doors, but they're still contractually liable for their rents.
North Sydney has been the epicentre of the outbreak in New South Wales. How much strain is this putting on health services?
Yeah, look, it's at the moment we haven't had reports of the health services being unable to cope, but we are concerned of the announcement from the government that there would be additional testing and treatment facilities opened, but I don't understand much has happened there yet. We've had two announcements, but not yet any more than that. I have also requested from the health minister a little bit more, you know, an update on where we're at with that, but we really do need more facilities. For me, Warringah, an area like Mossman Cremorne is a fairly older demographic, and so I would be concerned that it is an area at fairly high risk. And I think it's just so important that we be on the front foot with testing facilities. I have had a number of doctors contact me about having run out of swabs to be able to do testing, not having enough protective equipment. They would also like to bring forward the vaccination for the flu so that we can ensure that people are at least vaccinated against the viruses we can vaccinate against, to ensure there's no underlying health conditions that would expose them to a worse impact with the COVID virus. So there's a number of ways in which I think I'm really encouraging and urging the health minister to be proactive.
Just back on the economics, the big four banks are offering to help people with deferred loan repayments and other measures. Do they have a responsibility to step up here as well?
Yes, absolutely. But look, my reports are that is occurring, in the sense that landlords, for example, with mortgages, or businesses with mortgages, are able to get alleviation when it comes to in mortgage and interest payments. But the difficulty we've got is that the rents are one of the biggest financial outlays for a business. I mean, we have businesses here in Manly and Mossman, some of the highest commercial rents around Australia. So we have got a situation where it doesn't matter what the banks are doing from a mortgage point of view. The businesses, I think it's too hard and onerous to put on businesses that they should essentially take out whole new lending facilities on an indefinite basis, really, to be able to reopen down the track. I think there needs to be sharing of that load. I know the Prime Minister has talked about that, but hasn't really legislated for it. And I think it's great to hope that there will be goodwill, and I'm sure there are some stories of goodwill, but I think we do need to give businesses and people a little more certainty. At the moment, there is a high level of anxiety in the community.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sally Steggall is the independent MP for Warringah, and this is RN Drive.